Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, it's got to be a mucking fun day. It's the 28th day of November. Goddamn, November's already gone, guys. 2022. Time flies when you're fucking living under tyranny. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on here and mix it up with me today. It is currently 32 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of Northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 32 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. We had some snow and some rain, but not enough to make a difference yet. I'm here to tell you. Let's see what we're going to jump into here. Here it is. Oh, it ain't what that. What in the world's going on? Well, it's turned over. There we are. Group files emergency motion to stop gun control law. You guys are going to fucking love this. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. A group files emergency motion to stop Oregon gun control law. And I'm sure you guys are going to see the fucking flaw in this as soon as I fucking do it. Because the flaw is there. It's a deliberate fucking flaw. It's a goddamn administrative admiralty flaw. Instead of just looking at the supreme superior, absolute unalienable law that says shall not be infringed, period. You can't go past that. Anything else? The way this thing has been changing, when you read about it, what are you fucking erasing the crayon and writing other shit on you fucking oaky cocksuckers? A gun rights group sheriff and gun store owner filed an emergency motion in federal court late Wednesday seeking to stop enforcement of one of the strictest gun control laws in the nation. No, it ain't. The strictest gun control law in this nation is the second article of the People's Bill of Rights. The unalienable, ratified by the people, by the people's jurisdictional authority. Law of December 15, 1791. That's the fucking law. There is no higher. And you can't write no fucking higher. You take that goddamn uniform commercial code and shove it right up your fucking ass. It has no goddamn authority in this country. The gun control measure, narrowly approved by... fucking narrowly approved. That is so fucking funny. You know, you got here in Oregon, you got that goddamn vote by mail, and you ain't never going to get rid of it, because you can't get rid of it voting by mail, because they print what they want it to come out to be. I guarantee you that fucking That fucking Initiative 114 did not fucking even pass their phony ass goddamn corporate fucking fraudulent election. They just sit down and move the decimal point here. That's what got it. It took days, remember? I mean, that ain't that big a fucking deal. We know what you're fucking doing. Get the fucking doing it. The gun control measure narrowly approved by Oregon voting narrowly. No, it wasn't. Fuck you, lying bastards. Voters is set to go in effect on December 8th. U.S. District Judge Karen Emmergut. Wow. On Thursday, scheduled a hearing on the motion for December 2nd. The state will has until then, next Wednesday, to file a response to the emergency motion for preliminary injunction. Wonder what they asked for a preliminary injunction for. What was their fucking cause? Even in the fucking administrative admiralty, where the goddamn people who are wanting to take the fucking guns are the ones that fucking appoint the judges. Huh? Let's see here. The Oregon Firearms Foundation, Sherman County Sheriff Brad Lore, and Adam Johnson, owner of Coast of Arms Firearms, filed a federal lawsuit against the Oregon Governor and Attorney General on November 18th, saying Measure 114 is unconstitutional. There is no constitution, you fucking retards. They want you to keep saying that because they don't want to talk about the Bill of Rights. The supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable fucking law of this land. The law of we the people. It's unconstitutional. So they went to, these assholes went, and they went to a goddamn, Esquire. That's one of the king's goddamn servants running his goddamn private fucking law across this goddamn country through administrative admiralty, and they filed them a fucking lawsuit. Whoop-de-fucking-do. You already lost, you stupid pricks. Oh, let's see where we... Measure 14's unconstitutional. Unconstitutional. Why is it unconstitutional? Well, let's see what the fucking argument here is going to be. The measure requires residents to obtain a permit to purchase a gun, bans magazines that hold more than 10 rounds, except in some circumstances, and creates a statewide firearms database. Banning magazines over 10 rounds is no more likely to reduce criminal abuse of guns than banning high horsepower engines is likely to reduce criminal abuse of automobiles, the lawsuit says. There's your fucking argument. It ain't that the goddamn highest law in this land, you can look right fucking at it, says shall not be infringed, period. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, period. That's the only fucking law you need to put up. The highest law in the fucking land. See, they want you to, it's been this goddamn appeal through this appeals course, and they're out of their jurisdiction. They can't fucking goddamn amend the fucking Bill of Rights. The Ninth Article doesn't allow for any such power to exist. They're trying to legislate our fucking goddamn Second Article right away. You try it, you motherfuckers, you'll eat lead. But that's what they're doing, can't you see it? That's not their jurisdiction. They can't come into the common law jurisdiction. And that goddamn Bill of Rights is pure common law. It is the common law. I can't sound stupid enough. I'm sorry. I'll vote. I told you stupid fuckers when you went to vote, you ain't gonna vote nothing out. They can make it anything they want. I've seen them do it. I've seen the fucking ballots. But you won't listen to nobody. You listen to the government. No, I won't listen to the government. The fucking government's killing you. Killing this country. Every time there's a goddamn election, what's it always? It's gonna be change. There's going to be change, and there's always change. That's the one promise they always keep, and it's change for the fucking worse. It's change for towards chains, like the ones that go around your fucking ankles, and tyranny and slavery. No, they can't do it. They can't do it not because, what the fuck was their excuse here? Uh, The gun control measure narrowly approved by Oregon voters is set to go into effect on blah, 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 Tuesday scheduled hearing on the motion for December 2nd. The state will has until Wednesday to file a response to the emergency motion for preliminary injunction. Here's the motion. The Oregon Firearms Foundation, Sherman County Sheriff's Administrative Admiralty Incorporated, make note, that's Oregon Firearms Foundation, INC, Incorporated, Sherman County Sheriff's, sworn in to fucking, not to the common law and to the fucking people, but to the goddamn state and to the federal fucking goddamn legislators to fucking enforce fucking unlawful fucking dictates. Sheriff Brad Lurie and Adam Johnson, owner of Coast of Arms Firearms, filed their federal lawsuit against the Oregon governor and attorney general on November 18th, saying there's no constitution to it. It's a separate fucking document. It is a violation of the second article of the written, ratified, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1779. It went a blatant fucking violation. And you've crossed into our jurisdiction. That's fucking war, motherfucker. They never wanted us to have a Bill of Rights. So always keep that in fucking mind. And it's been their goddamn goal to get rid of it because they can't have their new world order with that motherfucker in place. We got the right to gun their fucking asses down and they know it. The measure requires residents to obtain a permit to purchase a gun. I don't give a fuck. This is bullshit subject matter. Nothing. The goddamn highest law in this land says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, period. The ninth article says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, that's the authorities in the Constitution, shall not be construed. That is interpreted as to deny or disparage others retained by the people. And they were talking about, oh, we ain't going to be able to write them all. But fuck you, you got the ones you fucking got there. Can you read that second article? It was fucking enumerated in the goddamn Bill of Rights. Can you read the first article? I have no redress to my grievance to you for fucking violating the fucking law. It's a pure fucking communism, pure fucking fascism, and the goddamn good old boy fucking... always get that in my mind. Capitalists, good old boy capitalists, they want to keep this way because it's always been advantage to them. You be a part of the fucking Masonic Lodge, or you be in one of these fucking church cliques in the fucking goddamn deaconhood, or fucking, you know, you a part of these fucking collectives. Which you, to preach collectivism, they say, you know, we have a right to preach communism. No, you fucking don't. It's collectivism. This got the only goddamn law on the fucking books, ratified by we the people, absolutely unalienable, is the Bill of Rights. And the Bill of Rights is about individual fucking freedom and liberty. And communism, fascism, socialism, period, is about collectivism. That's collective power over the individual. That is a goddamn act of fucking, that's an act of espionage. That is an attempt to incite a fucking overthrow of our fucking government. Our government's that goddamn Bill of Rights. That's all that we the people ever fucking wrote. That's all we the people had anything to do with. I was watching the fucking John Adams thing this weekend. And it shows him just up there fucking... He was nominated to be the head of the admiralty for the fucking king. He loved that fucking king. They all did. They just wanted to make sure that their fucking filthy riches and their dirty fucking deals like Hancock and the goddamn governor of fucking Massachusetts running goddamn fucking Dodge taxes, smuggling. That was okay, you see. Until the king found out because that fucking Hellfire Club, devil worshiping motherfucker, goddamn Benjamin Franklin went over there and told him that everybody had something here. Oh yeah? They got something over there? These fuckers didn't even know. They ain't gonna come out in the goddamn wilderness and look. Those people have something. Oh, that's mine. That's mine. No, it ain't, motherfucker. And it's those the same for you, Charlie. You think that you can take what's mine? You come fucking give her the fucking go. See if you fucking can. See who's willing to die to take what's mine to give to your fucking ass, you piece of shit. And you fucking Brits. You fucking pay for a fucking... I don't understand it. Just because of the cunt that this fucking asshole dropped out of, he's got billions of fucking dollars automatically, and you pay him every fucking year a tribute? You're living in the goddamn fucking, I don't know, the 18th century, 17th century? You still ain't got rid of your fucking monarchy, neither have you, Canada. Banning magazines over 10 rounds is no likely. Oh, fuck you. That's the argument you're going to hear, and the argument is fucking open subject matter, so that fucking judge hire who was owned by the same fucking corporation that fucking wrote this fucking dribble, which is just writing it's treason. They signed their death warrant when they signed on to this. That is goddamn treason, motherfucker, at the highest degree. Premeditated treason. And you will fucking hang for it. Because the people, everybody says, well, when's it going to happen? Well, when are you going to get off your fucking ass and make it happen? That's when it's going to happen. I thought about completely withdrawing from this fucking shit. And just, you guys ain't heard enough yet. Every time I've went another direction with my fucking fight, the people get the shit beat out of them. They start showing back up. Man, you were right about this. You were right about fucking that. Yeah, you motherfuckers, I'm right about it. We should have been already shooting the fucking guns. Already! We should have burned these son of a bitches out. We should have fucking hung them. Excuse me. This is our fucking country. And the goddamn second article is untouchable. But they have touched it. The 1930-some... 33 fucking Gun Control Act, the 1968 Gun Control Act, and about 40,000 fucking goddamn state violations. And the goddamn 10th article makes it goddamn clear that what is forbidden, that it is forbidden for them to have any authority in the Constitution to deny or disparage those rights. It is also the same in the states. As it states, the powers not delegated to the states by the Constitution, or not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, nor prohibited to it by the states. What's prohibited to it by the states? Fucking with our second article, that's what, or any other fucking article in this fucking document, which is a separate document. It didn't come from the Constitution. It ain't constitutional rights. It is natural fucking rights. And everybody understood that until you fucking asshole started your goddamn public schools where you could go in and get so goddamn dumb that you're dumb as a fucking goddamn Chinaman. Only a fucking Chinaman would read that and get anything else out of it. It's sickening. It is fucking sickening and disgusting, but you want to know, why won't it just ain't getting, I hear people, it's not good, it's not getting going. Well, that's cause you're not doing it! You gotta do it, you fucking idiot! They're not gonna enforce the goddamn chains that bind them, you dumbass! They're not gonna enforce the law that makes you their fucking superior! Oh, I'm waiting, maybe Trump, fuck you! Fuck all you goddamn vaxxers too! You're killing people! You pieces of shit! You'll fucking go and listen to the goddamn government! For years you said, oh, the government's so fucking corrupt, I listen to you. They're so fucking corrupt, oh, they're corrupt, yes they are! And then they fucking go, you gotta take this shot, we mandated it. Well, first they tell you that it can't be mandated, which it can't. You'd have to take me through a due process of the law and prove, you'd have to do it as a single person. You have to do it to every person you want to give a fucking shot to. Period. That's what that Bill of Rights is for, to keep this kind of fucking shit from happening. But the bottom line is fucking, I lost my thought. Bottom line is here is that they tell you, they just come, the same people that you fucking, you've told me Henry, I figured some stuff out. I'm gonna tell, and I know you'll understand because you fucking were screaming it at me for fucking 20 fucking years. But I'm gonna got some, you know what? The government lies. The media is in it with the government and they're doing one big production. It's all a lie and they're raping the fucking country and they're trying to bring the United States down and turn it over to fucking China for their one world order. No. No. But then nobody's doing anything. Well, you're somebody! Are you doing something? Are you sitting there on your fucking cunt waiting for somebody else to do it? At least I fought. At least I fucking, I'm physically and in the fucking courts. And I've done time as a political prisoner because I know fucking better. And that's just, this is where we're talking fucking 15, 20 fucking years ago. I knew better. And you have, but everybody didn't want to look at the fucking Bill of Rights. They didn't want to look at the fucking common law. Oh man, I want to go boat and I want to go do this. I want to go play. We were a play generation. And then they came out with these silly ass little fucking square boxes. And the children now they sit and they play those fucking games so long they cannot even be fit to go into fucking military service because their bone structures are fucked from sitting on their goddamn ass playing games. You wonder why the fucking people back in 1789, what might have you, why they didn't fucking just tell them to shove this goddamn idea of a Bill of Rights up their ass? Because they would have killed them. They had more fucking guts in their little toe than we have in our whole fucking body. They would have wiped them out. They were tougher than us. They made us look like a bunch of fucking pussies. They marched with goddamn rags wrapped around their bloody fucking feet. And they kept on and going until they got what they fucking wanted. And we got the goddamn, we got the cream. It ain't like it's just three little percentage fucking of the people and everybody's, some people are gonna have the spies and everything. Let us catch you spying, motherfucker. You wait and see what we're gonna do to spies. That's gonna be interesting when you finally have to fucking report it. Goddamn, we didn't want to report it when they killed 5 spies. We didn't want to report it when they killed 10 spies. We'll let them know that they're killing our spies. What happens when you come out and there's a fucking acre of them on stakes, skinned alive, and the fucking traitor signs wrapped around their fucking neck and a goddamn copy of the Bill of Rights nailed to their fucking head? What are you going to do then? It's going to happen, people. And the slower we are to get up there and start fucking fighting, the more people we lose. It's come to the point of a fucking, this is a war of attrition. God damn it, it's like I said. I got another article here, I saved it. Fucking, let's see where it is here, what the fuck does this goddamn article say? Almost there. Be patient. Be patient. Damn it. Washington Post describes play about pedophiles as brilliant. This is where you want your goddamn country to go? Is it? You want it to be brilliant? I mean, I'm gonna go ahead and hit that goddamn article real quick. It's a short one. Washington Post describes play about pedophiles brilliant. This is from Gateway Pundit, sent in by Galen for a discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The Washington Post recently wrote a lengthy piece about Downstate, a play about pedophiles. In the article, the play about pedophiles is described as brilliant. The plot line in Downstate is about how pedophiles are treated inhumanely and in harsh ways after they serve their prison sentences. Here is the opening of the PAPO article titled Downstate, a play about pedophiles. It's also brilliant. Take a deep breath and try to ruminate calmly on the position playwright Bruce Norris takes in his guys, I love the scintillating, because they don't want to fucking you to run this together, in his freaky fucking new play Downstate that the punishments inflicted on some pedophiles are so harsh and unrelenting as to be inhuman. I say fucking little kids, fucking little babies and shit, that's inhuman. We used to have a cure for that. In my lifetime, I've seen the cure go from take that son of a bitch out behind the shed or up on the hill, shoot him in the fucking head, dig a hole, nobody looks. You can't have animals like that around your fucking children. And that's what they fucking are, animals. Many users on Twitter quickly pushed back at the Washington Post for praising a play about pedophiles. In the last year, some members of the far left have called for the word pedophile, you're going to love this, to be replaced with the phrase minor attracted person. He's just attracted to minors. Fucking your child's a minor. You think what are some of these fucking animals, what they're doing to these kids right now. I can keep coming back to this every fucking show. And don't tell me we shouldn't already be shooting, and we shouldn't be hanging, we shouldn't be fucking skinning these motherfuckers alive. In the United States of these fucking Americas, minor attracted persons, they push for pedophilia. Remember they tried to call it a lifestyle and they had to back off that in about 2 weeks? Minor attracted children? Let me see you attracted and attached to a fucking minor, you motherfucker. You'll be a dead fucking goddamn minor attached person, son of a bitch. God damn it. In the last year, some members of the far left have called for the word pedophile to be replaced by the phrase minor attracted person in quotation marks, which goes to show there's a sinister agenda that is promoting pedophile. No! A sinister agenda that's promoting pedophile? You mean the world pedophile fucking rings? The fucking Epsteins and the goddamn, what the hell was her name? Maxwell? Maxine Maxwell? You mean those motherfuckers? And Bill Clinton? And fucking Donald Trump? And all of these fucking elites that go into pedophile island to fucking commit pedophilia? Man, try, I don't know, maybe just try to put yourself in the position of one of these little children. You're fucking scooped up, you're scared, man. If you just got fucking scooped up by somebody that, or you know, you got left at a fucking, piss stop or something, you know, and your parents are gone 5 minutes, they notice and they come back and how fucking scared you are. How fucking scared would you be with these goddamn maniacs? You got Bill Clinton. I'll never forget the interview with that woman. He bit a chunk out of her fucking face while he was raping her. These are the kind of monsters that these little children are fucking facing. And we sit here and act like we got fucking balls, like we're human, like we got any morality whatsoever fucking ever. And we fucking just watch it happen. We fucking allow it. We allow it because we ain't got the goddamn guts to fucking stop it. And don't tell me when's something going to happen? When you do it, dickweed, when you fucking do it, it ain't going to happen before then. And they're counting on you being a fucking gun-shining pussy right up to the fucking end when they come in and fuck your children right in front of you. And you know it's the truth. And you know this right here is enough to fucking... Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, you remember those bumper stickers that my kid was an honor roll student. Some people have the one, my president raped your honor student or something like that.
But my president does what?
Raped your honor student.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I do remember
Stop
those.
Talking about
I mean, I understand. But think about that. They're joking about it, Charlie. They're joking about something like
that. That was
like
back that. In the 80s.
Yeah.
That was in the 80s. Now it's shit.
I'll tell you what, there's far more fucking decent fucking people than there are scum. But to get this scum out, this scum is a small fucking portion. They want us to look like that fucking grouse. They want to puff up like a grouse. Like they're fucking great big, but they're just a little chicken in the middle. That's all in the fuck they are, and the people are so fucking chicken shit and cowardly, they won't fucking... I mean, God, they're saying this in a goddamn article to you. They want them to be called, what in the fuck was it here? Minor attracted persons. I was like a minor... You people that have children, you got like a little, see, 7, 8-year-old girl, a little girl going to school. You want somebody to get minor attracted to her? They take her off in their fucking car to a fucking motel room. Maybe run her up with a little fentanyl. And then really have some fucking fun. Do you want that? Because you're doing nothing to stop it. And it's happening right now as I'm speaking to you. I guarantee you somewhere on this planet that very scenario is being carried out. And you know it. If that ain't goddamn enough reason to fight... Just grab that Bill of Rights and fucking enforce that son of a bitch and kill every fucking one of these motherfuckers. I don't know what is. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific time, and that was Blind Joe with I Will Not Comply. I mean, that would have been the simplest. When they first did this thing, just everybody, no, no, no. Everybody, no. But no, you got to have the, we'll go, I'll take your license away to fucking make money. I will, we control your money. We control you through mammon. If you want the mammon, you're going to go along with this. Well, wait, okay, here's somebody like waving a fucking blue wiper, only it's a fucking dollar bill. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Betray yourself. Betray your people. Betray the goddamn world. Let international genocide be perpetrated upon the people of the world. All righty then. Let's see where we're at here. Dun, 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 dun. Portland store shuts down. Posts blistering note on front door slamming rampant crime. City in peril. This is from Fox News. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Portland, Oregon, clothing shop, permanently shut down this month after facing a string of break-ins that has left the store financially gutted, according to a note posted to the front of the store. Our city is in peril, a printed note posted on the Rains PDX store reads, according to KATU2. Small businesses and large cannot sustain ongoing business doing business in our city current state. We have no protection or recourse against the criminal behavior that goes unpunished or no recourse. Do not be fooled into thinking that the insurance companies cover losses, because they fucking don't. We have sustained 15 break-ins. We have not received any financial reimbursement since the third, because it's all, they've let it, the cat out of the bag. Now, we have the Star Chamber Courts. If you want to try to collect on that policy you've been paying on for fucking 30, 40 years, you better get a lawyer, buddy. Because just simply having your goddamn store ripped all to hell and your fucking stock just carried out the fucking door, we're gonna fight it. No, that ain't what insurance is supposed to do. But they have taken such powerful control over this goddamn country. As for Portland, I was talking to my son this weekend, my youngest son, and he'd had to go to downtown Portland to deliver a part, something he'd built. I mean, it was one of their the things they do. And he said he went down there and he said he could not fucking believe it. And for him to say he's been down there, I haven't even been down there since all this shit started. I think I did. I drove down one time and around the block. Down where it was, there was like three or four fucking people out in the street. But I guess now he said it's just fucking trash. It looks like fucking San Francisco. Piles of fucking trash. Portland was an awesome city. I mean, if you have to go to a city. Go ahead, sorry.
They're all in the same business. The prisons, the cops,
yep.
the robbers, the insurance companies. I mean, they're all, because I caught some people stealing. I mean, my house is broken into every week when I was in Houston. I finally caught them, and cops wouldn't do nothing, so I called the insurance company and said, would y'all help me prosecute these people that are breaking in all the time?
Nope.
I said, oh, no, we don't do that.
No.
But then the light went off in my head. Oh, yeah, why would they? Why would you need insurance if you didn't have robbers? Why would you need cops if you didn't have robbers? Why would you need prisons? I mean, it's all the same business.
Of course it is. You know, it's like when
if you say that or question them, no, you're not getting out of prison. But the robbers and rapists, they'll be released right away.
Well, hell, they'll carry them out in their arms like little babies. But
same business, just like Bush and Osama bin Laden.
Exactly correct, man. I mean, it is what you got, but people got to understand, when we say the international corporate mafia, that is exactly what it fucking is. There are no sovereign fucking countries anymore. They're all fucking corporations fighting, I mean, well, actually, they're trying to line it up for their final fucking blow for the New World Order. And what's standing in their way? That fucking Bill of Rights. Because the whole idea of that New World Order, that communist New World Order, is to get rid of any thought of individualism. That Bill of Rights is nothing but, it says, it is individualism. It's your absolute guarantee to individualism. That's a constitutional right. No, it ain't a constitutional right. That right did not come from the Constitution. That right came from the fucking people. It came from nature. It is natural for me to say that I get to live my own will as long as I'm not bothering anybody. It is natural to say I get my own fucking land, not just some rich cocksucking Jew fucking Mason that gets to own the fucking land. I'm not a goddamn human resource. I'm a goddamn man. That's natural. But that's what they got. That's what they're up against, you know, with this shit here. And like I said, he starts down the street, and he said there was like a mob of them in the middle of the street. So he walks right through the middle of them, and you know he's dressed well. He's not looking filth like them fucking punks. And two of them starts following him. So then he was wishing that he had brought his pistol and had his pistol in his pocket. And fuck, you know, they have an ordinance in Portland, believe it or not, that says you can't carry a fucking gun. All the criminals down there got fucking guns, but you better not. And they got them fucking white motorcycles and pigs all fucking around. I'll tell you what, I'll go down to Portland. If I need to go right down fucking in the middle of them, I'll take a fucking goddamn semi-automatic rifle with a 30-round clip in it. I'll jack a fucking round in it, and I'll start walking. They come at me, I'll fucking mow their fucking asses down. And then you go ahead and send your bubblegum police, I'll mow their fucking asses down. Because the police are there. It's got to be that way here where I live, actually. My nephew, yeah, he has a Ford pickup. It's an older Ford pickup, but he always took good care of it. He's a good mechanic. And he had a problem with the ignition. And, I mean, he'd put a whole goddamn new ignition in the son of a bitch, and the problem persisted. So he took it down to Midas so that they could put it on the diagnostic to find out, you know, is it a cracked wire in the harness? What the, you know, when you get down to that point, you're fucking, you just can't, you're not just going to find it accidentally. He tried a couple of different brains in it, and it did different things. But they finally got it diagnosed down to, you know, it's the brain. So he's bought a new brain. His rig's sitting down at fucking Midas. This is on South 6th Street, which is the main street that goes from the city limits on the north side to the city limits on the south side. And I mean, this is fucking businesses and things all the way down through there. And they have doubled the population here every fucking year. So there's never a time when there aren't cars going up and down that goddamn road. Well, they came into Minus's parking lot and fucking surveillance. The surveillance camera showed just a bunch of guys that have fucking hoodies on, black clothes, black tennis shoes, black gloves, and a black fucking mask, and nobody can be identified from it. Period. But they came in and they broke the windows out of cars and stole shit. They broke in and they were going to try and steal his pickup, which they couldn't have done anyway. The brain wasn't put in it yet. It wouldn't have started. But they busted his fucking steering column. And it's a hard-to-get steering column. The only one he could fucking find for that old truck was $1,195 fucking dollars. So now Midas is, I guess, their insurance company. They'll probably move, just take there's the Midas out of Klamath Falls. I would. There ain't no way there weren't people coming down that street seeing that mob. That's what it was. It was a mob. It was a mob of fucking goddamn Mexican mafia. Down there ripping the fucking place apart. Ain't no way they didn't see that. But nobody fucking, oh, I ain't gonna report them. Mexican, no, I'm saying, oh, fuck, I'd have pulled in there and started fucking shooting at them. But I bet you fucking, you know, go ahead. Sorry.
Those brains you're talking about, like, you can't just go to a junkyard and get a computer from the same year model, the same car and everything. No, they're VIN number specific.
Yes, they are. That's what
they have to be. That has to be that VIN number. You have to buy a new one. You can't. Yeah. You can't go get a spare part anywhere.
No, you can't. But he had bought it. He paid for it, and he was. They were supposed to put it in, and then run it back through the diagnostic. Now they got to find. I mean, because it's a standard. I mean, if it was a steering column for an automatic, it would be easy to, I mean, they're not that hard to get, but the ones for the standards are hard to fucking get. Somebody, I mean, they knew that was worth money, you know, that fucking steering column. If nothing else, but I mean, stick a screwdriver in there and try, you know, the goofy motherfucking cocksucking bastards. But I bet you Midas has got a choice now. Its insurance company is going to have to pay for every fucking, there was a bunch of cars out in that lot. All the windows were broken out of them. His only the wing window was broken because they were planning on stealing the truck, so they could get in and fucking try to get into the steering column. But it would never have started because the fucking it was sitting there with no brain in it. But they have to find him a brain to begin with, or fucking I mean that pickup he's got because it's an older pickup and it was top shape, tires, fucking everything, fucking like brand new in the son of a bitch. So they're going to, I mean, a rig like that out here is going for fucking, you know, $8,000-$9,000 fucking dollars on the cash. People want the old rigs. They don't want these new son of a bitches. But then they also got the other cars that they tore up and went in and busted all the windows out. They're going to have to do that. So now the insurance company's sitting there, and the insurance company that probably what'll happen is they'll move Midas out of Klamath Falls and we'll go further into the fucking third world. Because that's what you got down there. You got gangs of them running now. Like I told you would. And pretty soon the gangs will make it down this far and then I'll get my opportunity to go out in the fucking street and show you how to level a fucking goddamn gang. You're not going to come in and fucking take my fucking shit. But see, they've been doing this to people's houses like in those gated communities. Just swarming in there and just fucking going in their fucking houses, taking their fucking shit. And these people are fucking sitting there peeing themselves, thinking about their last, I voted for gun control. Well, you came first place, that makes you a goddamn traitor, and I hope they take everything you got, including your life. And in the second fucking place, go get your baseball bat and see if you can run 20 motherfuckers with goddamn machetes out of your house. But it's happening here. I mean, this used to be small town USA. I mean, when I was young, probably in my 20s or what might have you, Klamath Falls was the big city here. It had about 25,000 people in the city and in the surrounding area. And that was a big city. Now Chiloquin's that fucking big. And I mean, you go into there and boy, we got all the fine things that the city brings to you, including fucking gangs of goddamn thieves. I told him, I said, well, can't you go to the fucking, the surveillance cameras? Oh yeah. He said, you can go look at them. He goes, they're all got black masks on, black hoodies, black clothes, and fucking black gloves and tough fucking shit. You ain't gonna identify no fucking buddy. So if they can do that, why, you see, these motherfuckers got initiative. What is our fucking excuse, people? What is our excuse for the fucking pedophiles getting a goddamn review? I mean, what the hell did they call that? I mean, that's still getting to me. Let me get here and see, because I got to know. Where the hell did it go? Oh, I must have been back here. Yep. Here we go. Here we are. Pedophiles, we're not praising about pedophiles in the last year. Minor attracted persons. They're not fucking raping little children. They're minor attracted persons. And everybody knows that a little fucking, you know, 8-year-old girl, she's turned on when she sees a creepy old fucking guy about fucking 55, 60 fucking years old with his fucking zipper undone, wearing old dirty clothes. God, that little girl's just turned on. She wants him. And she has the capacity to even know what she was, what fucking sex is. She has the capacity to make those kind of decisions for herself, don't you know? That's what they want. They want everybody to be brought down to a dumb fucking chink. If you people could understand how dumb those motherfuckers are, they bred a billion of them. And they did it in a very short time, at a time when they were telling us the world's overpowered, we got to stop this population thing. And right after they had had a one-child policy where they were drowning little girls in the goddamn river so that they could have a boy to carry on the family name. Right after that, and that's when our fucking industry got handed over to them. The mighty industry of the United States of these Americas. We paid them. We paid to fucking take our fucking corporations, our goddamn factories. We paid to have them dismantled and took over there to fucking China. And it didn't take them that many years. I mean, you think about breeding a billion fucking people. Just one fucking country did that. And now they've got that billion fucking people and they're telling me, well, your food's right over there in America. It's about time for you to come and get it. Well, come on, you son of a bitches. I know how to make the crosshair go lower. You fucking dirty prick mother. You think about them breeding a billion people. That should be enough to fucking wake people up. At a time when they were screaming and bitching about goddamn world overpopulation, they bred a billion people on your buck. You, when you were going to work and fucking sweating your ass off, not having enough money to pay your fucking bills, having to make payday loans and shit, well, that money was going to fucking feed goddamn Chinese kids as fast as they could shit them out. I mean, it's been hard for, you know, like us here, we don't bitch about it. We don't even, I mean, there ain't no use to. We know everybody's hurting, and this is absolutely not for the people who fucking have helped us all the way down the line. I mean, every little bit helps, and you guys know it. And this is not for you. But I'm going to tell you, rest of you motherfuckers out there, reason, you're either cunts. I mean, when you want to say something that you can't say something nowhere else, you come to the fucking trenches. Because we fucking do not fucking back off. We say what we got to fucking say. We exercise that first article right. You come there. And it's there. And it's fucking so fucking isolated. And I mean, I just like to have the money they fucking spend trying to keep it fucking from, trying to keep people from reaching it. This year we held off when everything was going wrong and the prices were doubling and everything. We borrowed a lot of fucking money to keep the fucking site up. I mean, this is just plus the handful. We're talking a handful of people that will not stop helping us. Or I'd shut this son of a bitch down right now. But the rest of you cowardly cocksuckers out there, you make me want to fucking puke. You will not fucking stand with something, the only fucking thing that's going to stop these son of a bitches. We bring you the Bill of Rights. We tell you how it operates. We tell you your authority. We tell you how to fix the fucking problem and everything. Oh, well, thanks for doing it. Man, we got the HHC. I got that for nothing. That's the fucking American way in this country. That is the way of the fucking people. Something for fucking nothing. And so anyways, what I was going to let you know is that prices haven't doubled here where we're at. I mean, fucking, we're not having to fucking go out and get money other fucking places to fucking keep the site up and fucking doing it all our fucking selves. And why we're doing it is starting to become a fucking question we're asking ourselves. So you fuckers out there who have never fucking donated a fucking nickel, you better step up. Or maybe you're some of the people that don't want the trenches there. You don't want a place where you can come in and say, fuck you to the king. You can say fuck you to anybody that fucking in the goddamn corporation that's fucking shitting on you. You can say fuck you to the corporation. And a lot of you out there, boy, you hate me because I don't believe in Jesus. That's going to decide the fucking war, ain't it? That really pisses me off too. You don't believe in Jesus. Should we follow? Hey, this other guy wants us to go over here to the goddamn Admiralty fucking courts ran by the fucking goddamn, the fucking corporations, appointed judges by the corporations, and pay these lawyers hundreds of thousands of dollars, people. Pay them hundreds of thousands of dollars to file a suit on a fucking open subject matter question that goddamn judge can sit there and go, nope, it's this. He can say it is whatever it is, and there is no fucking appeal because they're allowed to use subject matter. It's a star chamber fucking court. And we sit here like this. We live like fucking animals. Mainly because I just won't fucking stop. Because they think, I mean, they have done so much to hurt us, to try and stop us. I mean, we fight every fucking week with some son of a bitch. It's like that last thing before the election where that S on that thing. We never asked for that son of a bitch to be put on there. They've got it off there now, but if you don't go in on your site, on your computer and take it off of the whatever in the hell it is, if you don't take that off, it's still fucking with your goddamn thing saying, don't go to this site, oh God, don't go to this site. They're taking your, what fucking information would we be taking? You don't even have to give your real name. You don't have to give your real fucking address. You have to have a goddamn, website. I mean, you know, a site. You have to have internet. That's what you have to have, an internet site. But that's what people do. If anybody with half a fucking brain look at go, so? They don't take it down anything here anyway. There's nothing to be taken. Any money that comes to this place fucking goes through fucking PayPal and their security. Put your shit, try to steal through there. They did this on fucking purpose to try to hurt us worse. They're trying to fucking starve us fucking out. So we ask again for fucking help. If you don't want to fucking help, you know what? I'll back clear the fuck out of this. I've done this before when we were doing the goddamn, when we were in the courts. I just said, fuck it. I back clear away from it. And I watched people get fucking tortured. And I knew how to save them and I didn't fucking tell them. They didn't deserve to know. They fucking ran. They want a free fucking goddamn, a free fucking lawyer that they want to get out of what they paying money is what it comes down to. Oh yeah, I can see exactly what you're talking about, Henry. No, you can't. You cannot, otherwise I wouldn't be having to write this fucking paperwork out for you, would I? But what they're looking for is a fucking free ride, man. So, man, you got me out of paying fucking $10,000. Yeah, man. And then fuck, they're gone. Because they don't want the goddamn fucking status quo to change. They're so wrapped up in it with their little square boxes and their shit. They don't want that to go away. And then the smarter ones are making money, man. They're making pretty good goddamn money, but that's about to come to an end too because the housing market's getting ready to crash again. And goddamn, I'm telling you, it's gonna make 2008 look like a family outing, a picnic. And it's coming, and it's coming fast, and it's coming hard, and I'm about ready to step back and just say, man, when you're hurting enough, you son of a bitch, when somebody's come in and macheted your fucking children, when somebody's come in and raped your fucking children, then give me a call. We'll see telling the people what they need to fucking do. Because I've given you the fucking answer. You just are too big a cunts to use it. You have the fucking law behind you 100%, but you have to enforce it. You outnumber them fucking 1,000 to 1, but you have to enforce it. You have to put yourself to the fucking hazard. I put myself to the hazard. At least I can say that. I've done more than, I don't know, too many people have done more than I have fucking done. I don't. Including serving time, including the fucking beatings. At any rate, fucking enough of that. You're a bunch of sorry fuck, not you people who have helped us, man. You know we love you. And it'll be there for you. You people who have fucking told us to fuck off because you don't like the way, because you're in my house when you're here, but you better fucking remember. You people that try to think you can judge me? Come here to my fucking house and judge me. I fucking dare you. Bring your fucking old man with you too. Get your fucking ass over here and judge me. We'll see how that judgment turns out for you. At any rate, we're over the top of the hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, thanks to all the good people that are helping us hang on. And fuck the rest of you fucking bastards. Whether it's through cowardice or just because you want something for nothing. Fuck you. That is The Word from the Trenches.